We are learning Masechtas Eivrim, Tav Tes Zayin Amim Beis, and we are finishing up the Machlekes Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Shua. Papa said Paretz Ka'imed is Mutter, and Rav Huna Rav Shua said Paretz Ka'imed is Asur. That means if something's exactly even, 50-50, is it a good mechitza? So Rav Papa says a good mechitza, Rav Huna Rav Shua says not a good mechitza. So we're going to try one more brayse over here. This brayse says Taka will shlog up Rav Papa. Tashema. The funnest halalu is rubam sochem v'chaloynes. You have walls that are roiv doors and windows. Windows those days did not have any window panes, no glass, and therefore it was not called a mechitza. And within less than yutfachim from the ground, the window started already, you don't have a mechitza in that spot. So this chatzar had roiv sochem v'chaloynes. Mutter. Uvashi oimed v'ruba ala parts. But you have to have oimed v'ruba ala parts. So fake the more of kasha, sharuba on the sakadaita, if it's roiv, then you don't have oimed v'ruba. Ela shariva behem. There were a lot of psachim vechaloinos. The locha is mutter, and the brayse says avachi oimed meruba ala parutz. You have to have more oimed than parutz. Mashma clearly only oimed meruba works. Haka parutz also. Here you have no way to fatayich this. You can't say nichnas v'yaitzi. You only say when it says parutz gomer is also. They have an eitz over here. It says the only way it works is oimed meruba ala parutz. Haka parutz also. Tiyufta dera papa. It's a kasher papa. Tiyufta. It's a kasher. Zog the Gemara. Halacha l'mayis, who do you pass? Like, v'hilchasa k'vasa k'ra papa. V'hilchasa k'ra papa. Frank the Gemara, tiyufta v'hilchasa. We just came ahead, we asked the price, we asked, shlog them up. Then we pass k'ra papa. What's going on over here? Yeah, in, b'shem v'dayka mastisim k'vasa. Because the Mishnah is v'duyik k'ra papa. Like we had the beginning of the sugi where it said kasha over there. The Tanan, lo yir parzais, parzais, yir seris al binyan. The parzais should not be more than the binyan. Haka binyan, if it's mashma, if it's like the binyan, then the loch is its mutter. So since our mishnah is mashma like a papa, so we pass our papa, parutz ka'imid is mutter. What?
What is it?
Shifta
twice.
Oh, that's what you said, shifta. Yeah, it's all the, yeah. Right, it's true. Right, that is more, right. No, tifta, that's tifta. No, that's more as kashm, that's more as kashm. Usually you don't pass, can you pass him because of something else? From that price, it's a tifta, 100%. But the mishnah is right then, that's their own key. But there's another kasha. I thought you were asking that kasha. The Taisus asked that how can you say parutz ka'imed is mutter? We find all the time that mechza is not like roiv. You find by shechita all these things. Taisus Taka asks why is this different? That here all of a sudden mechza is mutter, and then mechza is aser, and it's a stickle tumah. What Taisus means to answer? Taisus says shem yeshu chalak v'nechitzas le'iser v'tumah. What Taisus mean to answer? Who knows? No one knows exactly. Maybe it means because there are button, maybe chitzas. But Taisus asks more of a shas. We find that you need always need roiv. 50-50 is not enough. But here it's mashma mechitzah pasur papa. For some reason, 50-50 is enough. Zok the new mishnah. Mishnah vayta. Interesting mishnah. Zok the mishnah. You have here a caravan in the bika. And they stop for Shabbos, and they need a place. They want to carry the chalm from place to place. What do they do? Zok the Mishnah, this idea. We have before, you surround yourself with animals and packages. But let's say you don't have so many animals and packages. So what do? You take a bunch of poles, put in the ground, and you tie strings on three levels. Three chaval. You put each chevel within three tefachim of each other and from the ground. The first chevel is within three tefachim of the ground, the next one three tefachim, the next three tefachim. So altogether, how much is that? A little less than nine tefachim. You still don't have a mechitza. So you have to make sure that the ropes altogether, the width of three ropes, equal a tefach and more. And then you have 10 tefachim, and you have lavud, so you have a good mechitza. Mekipin shloish chevelim zel mal mezev, actually you've been chevel l'chaveroi, so it's tefachim. You should have a chevel to a chevel and its friend and the other chevel three tefachim. And shir chevalim v'oivyam, the width of the chevalim, yesa al tefach. It's a little more than tefach. How much? Three mashim. Three mashim more than a tefach, because you have to cover for the lavu, which is less than three, a little less than three. So you need altogether 10 tefachim. Kadesh call sarah tefachim, or it to be 10 tefachim altogether. Makifin bekonim. The same thing you could do, that's all with Erev. It's called a Shasi of Erev. That's all horizontal walls. Shal Shasi, also you can make Kodim, which are vertical. Keep them a Kodim. Actually, you mean Kodim, Kodim, Chavero, Shlesh, Tvachim. Between each one, three Tvachim. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, B'shayara Divra, Divra of Yehuda. These Mechitza are called Mechitza's Guruos. They're Mechitza that are not full Mechitza's. They're not Shasi of Erev, only one way. It's called chitza gerus. The only heter to do this is only in a shiara with a caravan, and you're stuck. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chamayim loy divrei shiara ela v'hayva. We only do the normal case, but anything is good. You could do this anywhere. The Mishnah is further. Kol mechitza she'enis shal shasiv shal erev ena mechitza. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Any mechitza is not shasiv erev. It's not a mechitza, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So what's he adding on? So Rashi speaks out. He's arguing. He holds even by a shiara you're not allowed to do one way. You need shasiv erev. Either way, Shasi or Erev is good. So Kapana HaMish is saying that's clear in Shayara. You can make here vertical, three vertical ropes within love each other, or three the vertical, that's this way, or three horizontal posts, three horizontal strings in this. Let me ask you a question. When you make the three horizontal strings of simple Eitzah, what do you need three strings for? Make the posts and make a Tzuras HaPasach on top of it. Why am I sugar? Why make you three strings? You bomb a kasha, no? Mamma's a good kasha. So Tosis asks the kasha on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosis asks the kasha. Tosis Daf Yud Aleph asks, V'gavish Yor Nami, Tosis the Ramaskal Ilema, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph asks the kasha. V'gavish Yor Nami, and my tzarech shloisha chavom zeh lemaylam azeh, oikonim pachlis pachlis v'gimel. Yasu tzuras ha-pasach v'dal ruchas. He has string, he has poles, it's clear. And they're high enough to hold, because the top string is 10 to 12 amar. It's a pella. Vay Marie, Lefi shalohoyim miskayim kolkach, Mishum the osi gemali v'shadalu. So Tosis is a balabat. We call this a balabat shatara. It's a practical tarot. He says that the gemal will knock it down. You better, you know, they're not going to see it. You know, if you have three strings, they're not going to bang in. They're not going to throw it down. The wind will bring it down. That's the tarot. But there are other truths to this. The Rambam shita is you can't make a tzuras ha-pasach on all four sides. And this is shukal raya to the Rambam. That's the others what I'm saying. It's shukal raya to the Rambam. You can't make a tzuras ha-pasach on all four sides. But this is a big kasha that you have to do something with this kasha. Okay, Zakti Gemara. So let's continue with this sugya. We'll start off with something else about strings. And we'll get back to Shiara soon. Amrav Amnun Amrav. Hare Amru. We know, Oymid Ruba Aparats, Bish Shasi Hava Oymid. We know that Oymid Ruba Aparats by Shasi, which means by Konim, we have Konim lined up, vertical poles lined up. We know it works. We had a Tesefta before, that's clearly like that. That Oymid Ruba works by there. That's what we had in the first case. What about by Rav Nuna be'erev mai? When it comes to horizontal strings, do you say oimid v'ruba or not? Oma abaya. So first, when the Mor brings a raya, what?
How do you only have erev?
How do you only have erev? So the poles are so thin and they're only there to hold up the erev that it doesn't count. Doesn't count. The erev doesn't count. Those little strings, those little poles holding up, are so insignificant they don't count as a chassis at all. They're just there to hold up the strings. The Chazanish has some kind of vart on this, I don't want to say it exactly. I think as far as this is just there to hold up the strings. It's not even called a chassis. It's not there to be soysim the walls. It's not to be soysim the enclosure. It's there just to hold up the strings. Do you say oimid meruba by horizontal wall? Omar Abaya. And exactly to get the case, we'll see it as we go along. What is the case that we're handling? My Omar Abaya, Toshima, Shir Chavolim Va'ovim Yosal Tafach, Shir Kosar Tvachim. Our Mishnah says you have to put the three strings with the three Tvachim with each other, and plus you need that altogether the width of the strings equal more than a Tafach. V'Isa Lomali Yosal Tafach. If that's true, why do we need more than a tefach? Levit pachas b'shloisha. V'chevel mashu. I'll tell you what to do. Do less than three tefachim on the ground with a chevel mashu. V'pachas b'shloisha v'chevel mashu. And the top, v'pachas ma'arba v'chevel mashu. And you don't need levit on top because you have raised six on the bottom. And that will make oimid meruba on the top. And you can have four on the top. And the strings will all be thin strings. But you have altogether six on the bottom because you have three with a mashu, altogether six. And on top, put four on a little less than four on a mashu. And six is more than the four. So you have everything of Aldik. You have Oymid Meruba. What must it be? That you don't say Oymid Meruba by Erev. So where does I analyze what we just said? Tizbra. Where do you put the four? Imukumutasai. If you put the four on the bottom, then on top you have the six, the two threes, two less than threes. That's no good because hamechitza have a mechitza shel gedim and baikaba. You have mechitza where gedim go under it. It's not a good mechitza. Lach is even if it's 10 tefachim high, it could be it's no good. Even if it's a full fledged 10 tefachim mechitza, mechitza gedim and baikaba is not a good mechitza. So it can't be on the bottom of the four. It needs less than three. So imukum la la, you put it on the top. It's also no good. You know why? Because the top string will be eradicated. But also avir the high geese, the high geese mevatle. Because the lach is when you have a string and there's more, much more ear space on each side of it, it's like it's not here. So you have no string here, so the whole machitz is over. The top string is over if the four is on top. So what's the case we're asking in Ruba? Tarot says the four must be in the middle. On the bottom you have less than three, on top you have more, less than three, and in the middle you have an opening of four. You have an opening of four, and then you have Omer Ruba. He says that's not true. Omer Ruba Shtei Rucha, he says not true. You don't say Omer Ruba, you have to take the three on top, three on the bottom, take more in the middle, that you don't say maybe. Omer Ruba Shtei Rucha, you don't say. So he says, Im Mukul Mimitzi, have the Omer Ruba Parash Shtei Rucha. It's Omer Ruba Shtei Rucha. Sham, you know, Omer Ruba Parash Shtei Rucha, have Omer, we don't hold like that. That's one way to learn. Taisvis and the Rabbeinu Peretz say a little bit different. They say, and even if you say, you do say that, but still, in such a case, you might say, why? The top is less is three, a little less than three. And so you have under, you have ear space of four. On top, you have unlimited oil space. It'll be, you won't be able to say, I'm Ruba. That's the way Taisa speaks out. Well, because the middle opening is four tefachim wide. So the top's only three. So, and on top, you have more. So there'll be Ose Avir, to both sides, the Avir is more than the little Vatalay. Then the loved, then the three. When you have more ear space that's not mechitza than the mechitza part, it's mevatel.
Because of the second
time? Yeah, second time, on top. This is what Taisus learned. Look at Taisus Imukilo, he says, That's how Taisus learns the kasha. But apparently, it's like a manam shach. Because if you say, I'm Rubus de Rucha, that we don't pass that. And if you do say it, you have Asya Avira, that's why he asked the kasha. Akaponim was saying that no raif my mishta because he couldn't say a case of four because it doesn't work. On the bottom is gdim baikavai. On top is osavir on the little string. In the middle, you have to have oimid ruvus de ruchai. So that's why our mishta didn't say it. It's not a raya. So Mar says, that's the case. What is Rav Amnuna's shiloh then? So Elam, Rav Amnuna, what's a shiloh? What's a shiloh? Hechka kawaiole. Some gears have hechka kawaiole. What's the shiloh? So Mar says, Kigoin, the shayla was like this. A different shayla. No, given the ice, I won't be arrived my mishnah to this. Given the ice, you have to bring something more. Given the ice, machzels that was zayin and mashu. You had a machzels that was seven and a mashu, and you put it within three of the ground. Now, you put it within three of the ground, it's pashut, it's a good mechitza. You have love and gevaldik. But what he did was, the chokak ba gimel. You carved out picture on the bottom of this seven mechitza, that's seven and a mashu, the bottom part of it. The bottom three is out and left a little string on the bottom of it. V'chalkav gimel. If you have a picture, you can see the picture. V'chalkav gimel. V'shavak be dalad mashu on top, and v'kmua the bottom string pachas gimel from the floor. So here the shaila is: you say oimid ruba. The oimid ruba on top, which is four, should knock out the three on the bottom. Then you have lava. Then it's kavaldik. That's the question. Do you say oimid meruba on horizontal mechitzas? That was the Gemara's shaila. And we didn't have Rav Nuna Taras to that shayla. We don't have an answer. We don't have pshitos to that shayla. That's one pshat of Rav Nuna shayla. Rav Ashi is a different pshat. Rav Ashi Yomar, his shayla was a case with mechitza teluya boyle. His shayla was a mechitza teluya. It was a full mechitza of 10, and you put it above the ground 6 tefachim. 10 tefachim mechitza above the ground. So here's the oimid meruba, and it's a vat at the bottom. That was the Gemara shayla. That was the Gemara. It was a full fledged 10 tefachim. That was the Gemara shayla. Right, so that was his question. Maybe he held the Gedim Baikabai is only where you need that space for the Mechitza. But maybe if you have a Mechitza already, you don't take Gedim Baikabai. That was part of his Shaila. Say, I'm in the room, but you don't worry about Gedim Baikabai. Mechitza Tluya Baralu. Kedabayim Nerav Tavla Marav. Mechitza Tluya Maos Tata Bechorba. And Omalei, and they answered that, we have a Pshitas to it. A Mechitza Tluya Bamataris El Mamayim, only by water. Kalusha Kilocham Mamayim. It's a special Kula that by Mayim we allow that. But you want to take water out of the water, you can make this gezustera that has 10 tefachim mechitzas, even though it doesn't reach the ground. Even though it's above the ground, 10 tefachim or 20 tefachim, it works. Only by mayim we make them. But legabe, a regular mechitza in a churva you cannot carry because mechitza tluya, al tzkadim baikabai. But that was a shayla that you say, I'm a ruba on that. Ad kan, this Gemara of Shiloh Oim Meruba. So it comes out without really Paishut Rav Nuna Shiloh so much. Unless it's the Shiloh Mechitza Tluya, then we are Paishut the Shiloh. So now we're going to come back to the Shiloh of Makifim Bekanim or Makifim Bechevel and by Shiara, all these halachas. And basically this is called Mechitza Geruyas, these are called. And Mechitza Geruyas don't work like regular Mechitzas. And we'll see. If it's only Shasi, only Erev, it's Mechitza Geruyas. According to some of the Mishnah, it doesn't work at all, like we saw, right? The Mishnah, some of the Mishnah doesn't work at all. But like Reis Yehuda says, it doesn't work at all if it's not Shasi and Erev. But it does work for Shiara or maybe works for everything. So let's see the Gemara. Makifim Bekanim. Zog the Gemara, v'shiyara in b'yachid loy. The Rav Yehuda said that only works for shiyara, but a yachid, shiyara or caravan means three people. But by yachid, a yachid himself will not work. You cannot make a mechitz like that. Break the Mara Kasha, v'atanya, we have a bright Yehuda Eimer, kol mechitz Shabbos, lo yatiru lehe, yachid yoyse b'sasayim. All mechitz and Shabbos, which was Pashtus refers to these mechitz, that only a shasi, only Erev, lo yatiru lehe, yachid yoyse b'sasayim. More than Beis HaSayim, we weren't matter. But smashma, until Beis HaSayim, until 70 Amos by 70 Amos, you're allowed to use it. So has Hashem in our Mishnah, smashma, that a Yochid can never use a Mechitza Gerua. And for the Gemara, Kodom Rav Nachman, Matem Rabbi Yubar Abayil, and Itzuch Alitin, Lehem Kol Tzarkom. Our Mishnah, it says, Dafka Shiara, not Yochid, talking about to make it bigger than Beis HaSayim. Kol Tzarkom means as big as you want. Hachinami, here also, Litlem Kol Tzarkom. Just like Rav Nachman says on a certain thing, that Litlem Kol Tzarkom, you have a certain stira. Here also, we'll answer the stira Rav Yehuda's, that the Mishnah, it says, Dafka Shiara, is talking about Kol Tzarkom, more than Beis HaSayim. And the Brice, it says, that for Yachid, it's Mutter, is talking about less than Beis HaSayim. Heche Itvud Rav Nachman, Rav Tem Rabbi Rabbaya. Where do Rav Nachman or Rabbi Rabbaya say their halacha of Kol Tzarkom? Aha! The Tanah, we looked at our Mishnah, Kol Mechitza, She'ne Shashasi, V'sha'erev, Eina Mechitza. Which is the Rabbi Reza Rehuda. Rehuda holds it never works. So Mechitza and Shas Erev doesn't work. Mian Reza Rehuda Hachi, did he say it never works? By Tayyim to the Brisa, Echad Yachid, Echad Shiara, Lechavalim. It says in the Brisa, Sa Yachid Shai Shiara can use Chavalim, which means only a Shasi. Oh, only Chavalim means only Erev. Uma, only Erev, only horizontal. Umava Yachid Shiara, the Brisa says. Yachid Nois Lebes Asayim. Shnaiye Nois Lebes Asayim. A Yachid or two are still called a Yachid, only get Beis HaSayim. Gimel Nasa Shiara, they become a caravan, Nasa on Beis HaSayim. You get six Sa. Dib Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda. Vecham Oimrim, Echad Yachid, Vecham Shiara, Nois Lebes HaSayim, get as big as you want. Uvachli Beis HaSayim Pondu. A different halacha, you shouldn't have, shouldn't waste space. You shouldn't have Beis HaSayim that you don't need. In the Mechitza, that's a problem. But what do you see? It's a stira. Because our Mishnah says, anything on Shasa Eir is not a Mechitza. And then all of a sudden he says, In this brisa, that is a mechitza. For Yochid, you get Beis HaSayim. For Ravim, you get Shtiksa. So what's going on? He said, our Mishnah is nothing. When it says in our Mishnah that Kol Mechitza, Shalai HaShasi Ve'er, it's not a mechitza. It's talking about Kol Tzarkon, as big as you want. That means like this, that everyone agrees Mechitza grew as Mechitza to a certain extent. Just there's limits to it. That's what we're saying, that Kol Mechitza in Shasi Ve'er has a limit. It's not a regular mechitza, it has a limit to it. And the limit is, Yochid gets Beis HaSayim, and the Ravim gets a little more than that. One more Gemara about this. Darash Rav Nachman Meshum Rabbeinu Shmuel, Meshum Rabbeinu Shmuel, this is the Gersa, Amanu Shmuel, Meshum Rabbeinu Umanu Shmuel, that's the other Gersa. Yochid Neisla Beis HaSayim, a Yochid gets Beis HaSayim. This is what he said, Halacha, Darash in this Halacha L'maisa. We know there's Tanoim here, we'll try to figure out which Tana this is like. He darshan like this, halacha l'maisa. Yochid nois l'beis HaSayim. Beis nois l'beis HaSayim. There's one person in the Bikka, he can make a mechitza gerua. When we say mechitza gerua again, it means either shasi or erev. It's only horizontal, only vertical. So if a yochid is in the midbar, he can make a beis HaSayim mechitza gerua. Beis, two people, nois l'beis HaSayim. Gimel, nasa shiara, nois l'beis sheish. You get six. Freit the Gemara, how do you darshan halacha l'maisa? That shafkas or rabbanim v'avaskar reis v'yehuda? This is like reis v'yehuda. You forgot about the rabbanim and went like the yochid? After Rav Nachman went back and he pataished the Vidarash, Dvaram Shamat Nekam Tayas saying, the thing I said over was a Tayas, Biyadi. Baram, this is what they said, a Kach Amru. Yachad Oysna Beis HaSayim. One person gets Beis HaSayim. Shnai Mesna Beis HaSayim gets Beis HaSayim. Shloish and Ash Shar Mesna Kol Tzarkam. Three get Kol Tzarkam. Now, if you analyze this, who is this like? There are a button hold that every Mechitza grew is good for Kol Tzarkam for everything. And here it says that Yachad gets Beis HaSayim of. The second guy gets Beis HaSayim, that's like one of the other Mandi Yarmans. What's going on? So the Gemara asks the Kasha. Reisha Reis Yehuda says that a Yachid has limits. And Seifa, which says that the Shiara has whatever they want, is not like a Reis Yehuda. He says he only gets six. Here it says whatever you want. But Seifa Rabbana. And for the Gemara, you know Pshat? Because by a Yachid, we have more than Reis Yehuda. Reis Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, both of them hold that a Yachid does not get called Tzarkon. So really, it's two against Rabbanon. We can pass like that. In Mishul the Koy Avu of Shetase, Avu or Reis Yehuda's father, Rabbi Yehuda holds like him. So therefore, we pass like this. That Bashi already get called Tzarkon. That's like the Rabbanon of our Mishnah and like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. By Yachid only gets Beisayim. That's like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda of our Mishnah. So Yachid Beisayim, Shnayim Beisayim, and called Tzarkon. That's how Shmuel paskin.